Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant. Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I think we know what we need to do. Actually, I don't think we really need a team meeting. I feel like we last two games, we played a really good game. Other than that tough first inning yesterday, I think we, you know, pitching staff been doing a pretty good job on, you know, people getting on base. You know, we got a couple of solo homers, I think, yesterday. Other than that, you know, we haven't got the big hit. I think we, as a team, we feel pretty good, even though that we are down 2-0.
So good they didn't even need a team meeting. That's how good the vibes for your Houston Astros are right now before the biggest game of the season on this, the biggest day of your life. A texter texted in a little bit ago from the 281. It would be nice if Paul could just stay in a steady volume instead of whispering. And then he must have bleeping yell. Like, you know, some people are working with this radio on. It's a fair point, but I have to be me. I've gotta be me. I've gotta be me. Right, Sean? Like, that's part of the experience. Some people, they hate it. But some people, they love it.
It is funny looking at the, like, wave, like, the audio waves.
It's insane.
After the show.
I see it myself.
Yes, and you could see, like, whisper, 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 whisper. Ah!
Sometimes you gotta keep the people on their feet. And listen, who hasn't been driving and you hear radio in the background and it just drones on and on and you're slowly falling asleep? It's nice to have a person just wake you up every now and then to make sure you're listening. Maybe he scares you off, but this is how the Paul Gallant Show goes, okay? Until someone tells me to stop it forever. This is how it's going to be. Would I listen to a boss telling me to stop it? Maybe. If the numbies weren't so good. Anyway. Christian Javier. What Christian Javier are the Astros going to get tonight? Are they going to get postseason Christian Javier? In 15 career postseason appearances, Javier has a 1.91 ERA. Over 37 2/3 innings and 57 strikeouts. Famously, Christian Javier was the first pitcher for the Houston Astros in their combined no-hitter against the Phillies in the World Series. Are they going to get 2023 Christian Javier, who has pitched better of late, but on the year, 10-5, a 4.56 ERA, easily the most disappointing Astro for much of the year. I'm not sure what it was that led to his lack of success. There was a moment in time where I wondered, damn, is it just the contract? Is it as simple as something like that? But it hasn't been the best year for him. So are you going to get this year's regular season Javier? Are you going to get postseason Javier, or are you going to get Christian Javier against the Texas Rangers Javier? And that's truly the one that I wonder about, because this is a very good Rangers lineup this year. And if they can actually, you know, do what they've done for a lot of this season, not in game one, not in game two, I think any Rangers fan would probably argue, just like the Astros lineup is due, the Rangers lineup is due. Is he going to pitch well against this specific team? He, against the Texas Rangers this season, did not look good. This was in that, remember that game where the Astros won it 12-11? His ERA in that game, over 4 1/3, where he allowed 9 hits, where he allowed 8 earned runs, 2 homers. His ERA was 16.62. It is his worst number against anyone in baseball this season, in a year where he really has struggled. So they've had success, but I am feeling pretty good about what we last saw from Christian Javier, and I do think we're talking about a different pitcher. Martin Maldonado, when asked about what's different from Javier for most of this season compared to at the very end, he snickered and he didn't give an answer. He said two words like, I can't say. So he's clearly feeling confident in his guy. And he also had, I thought, a great line expressing the confidence that he has in Javier and what he's able to do tonight.
Javi, you know, I've done it for, you know, he did it in Minnesota. He did it last year. I think we're losing 2-1 in the World Series, and he stepped up. I don't think it's a big moment for him. You know, like I say before, you don't call him the red tail for something. You know, I feel like that guy, he doesn't have any blood going through his, you know, his veins. So, you know, he's the right guy for us, and we believe in him. And, you know, couldn't be more happy to have him on the mound tomorrow.
They don't call him El Reptil for nothing. Hell yeah, Maldi. Let's effing go. By the way, Javier, while walking by Martin Maldonado, you want to feel even better about El Reptil? Maldonado jokingly checked Javier's pulse as they were passing each other in the interview room after Maldonado was done with that interview session right there. Brian McTaggart's commentary on that moment: Javier's ability to not show emotion could serve him well tomorrow. Don't you wish Framber had this? Like, so badly. Can you give like 5%, Javier, of that cold-blooded nature? Can you give it to Framber? Just 5%.
The perfect pitcher is just Framber with Christian Javier's mentality.
Just a little of Javier's mentality, Sean.
And put his brain in his body.
I'm one to talk. Like, I've had a couple of meltdowns over the last couple of days. Just absolute massive outbursts of anger. Like, one a day for the last 3 days. Sunday morning, because I was annoyed that my friends got back late while I was trying to sleep on the couch before driving back from ACL. It happened on Sunday. I forget what happened. Obviously happened on Monday when my car got assaulted. Happened this morning when I found out I booked my Thanksgiving flight home backwards. And shut up! It's about to happen now because Sean's laughing at me, hurting my feelings.
When you say you booked it backwards, you mean you booked a flight from Logan or from Boston or Tampa?
I booked a flight from Houston. I booked a flight from Tampa to Houston and back, yes. Yeah. Now, I fixed it. It's Southwest. You can change it like really quickly. I did catch it, but it also ended up being like $300 more expensive. So that bummed me out. I thought, I was like, oh, wow. Man, I should have bought flights earlier. Now I'm like $600 round trip. Kill me. Anyway, hey, what is Christian Javier's favorite reptile? He was asked this. And you get to answer this too on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Christian's favorite reptile is a crocodile. Crocodiles seem like they're calm, but when they get in the water, they can get aggressive. They do nap a lot, crocodiles. Must be a nice life. You're apex predator. Just sleep all day, go in the water, couple barrel rolls, kill prey. Pretty nice. Like, there's a reason they've been on this planet for millions of years. Legends.
They got it figured out.
They are.
They do got it figured out. They don't have jobs.
Oh, God. So jealous. You can just murder and not have a job. I mean, that's what we only get to live that fantasy in Grand Theft Auto or Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
Or just, sandbox video games.
Yeah. Just being able just to lay around and be like, you know what? Know what I'm thinking tonight? Gazelle. Let me go get one. Gazelle's got a drink. They'll come by close. They'll get close enough.
You know what,
dinner.
Sean? F it. Leopard.
That's the thing about being an apex predator. Entire menu is on the table.
Only thing you can't go after is a hippo.
Yeah.
What's your favorite reptile? 713-780-3776. Positive vibes only today, baby. Astros, they're winning it tonight against the Rangers in Game 3. Stick around on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. First, though, I got to tell you about my friends at mybookie.ag. Want to make some money? Well, you probably shouldn't listen to my gambling advice. But I do know that if you sign up with mybookie.ag, they're going to give you a ton extra to play with. All you got to do is sign up using promo code BET975. You're going to get a very hefty deposit bonus, up to $1,000. They will match you. And you get to use that money right away. There's not any of those hula hoops that you got to jump through. You go to mybookie.ag. You enter promo code BET975. They will match your deposit. And maybe you want to bet on tonight's game. Maybe you're looking at the Astros on the road. You know how good they've been on the road. They've won 16 of 19. They are 6-1 against the Rangers in Arlington this year. They have outscored the Rangers 63-32, and they're 1.5 road dogs with Max Scherzer in his first start since September 13th on the hill. You know I'm supremely confident, and I might sound like a homer today, but I do think this is a lock. They're 1.5 run dogs with Max Scherzer back on the hill after an injury and no rehab. With all that success I just outlined for you, take the money and run with that sweet deposit bonus. Bet975 is the promo code at mybookie.ag.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, home of Odin Finch.
Odin Finch.
I'm Odin Finch.
Community Bank Studios, it's Paul Gallant. Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
Someone texted in. Paul's singing brings me so much joy because it makes me laugh because I know it ticks so many people off. Sing on, you be you. Guess what, guys? Before I give away tickets to see John Mayer, a man of contradictions, I think I have to sing a little bit of this song. Sean, is that okay? Sean is not thrilled.
I can't stop.
Your body was wonderland. Your body was wonderland. Your body is the wonderland. I have it sex. It's your body. Your body's the wonderland. It's the wonderland. Baby, take it. Make it. John Mayer is a man of contradictions. He's an international pop star. He's an authentic blues man, endorsed by some of the genre's biggest legends. He got with Taylor Swift first, and he's coming to Houston in October. Caller 3 to 713-780-3776. You win a pair of tickets to see John Mayer at Toyota Center on October 30th. Get your tickets now at LiveNation.com.
That is one way. I will buy it, buy this wonderland.
Coog Blaze on the Twitch. This is my song to each and every one of you in here. Yeah, we love each other like that here. Okay, what's your favorite kind of reptile? Because of obviously Christian Javier, he is El Reptil. Some comments. My favorite reptile is Reptile from the original Mortal Kombat. Hell yeah, brother. They had limited space on the cartridge, so him, Scorpion, and Sub-Zero were all the same character in different color clothes. Yeah, and I don't think as many people were Reptile. I think more people wanted to be Scorpion or Sub-Zero. I was a Team Sub-Zero guy. I know they had the Mortal Kombat movie, the original Mortal Kombat movie, which is a gem. The original Mortal Kombat movie, I think they're both evil. In the more recent Mortal Kombat movie, Scorpion's the good guy. Sub-Zero's the bad guy. It's been a while since I played Mortal Kombat. What a great game that was. Another comment. Behannon says Komodo Dragon. I think that Komodo Dragons are poisonous, too. In addition to being crocodile, alligator adjacent. But I don't think they have, like, the sharpest teeth. Anyway, I'm not Steve Irwin here. And HRW says Godzilla. Yeah. Surprised there haven't been more dinosaurs brought up on the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Behannon says on Twitch, a chameleon. D'Amico Senko 9 says trouser snake. Hey, this is a family program. Okay. No one said snakes. Someone's got to like snakes, right? I mean, there's lots of reptile people out there. I've never understood the reptile people, especially the people who love the big snakes. Like, aren't you afraid that your boa constrictor is going to constrict you to death and then swallow you whole? Like, that is probably, of all the ways to get killed by a reptile, a supersized boa constrictor. That scares the hell out of me. I don't know how many people have read the book by Robert Louis Stevenson, I believe, The Swiss Family Robinson, but something that traumatized me as a kid reading that book, the Great Illustrated Classics edition of it, they have a donkey and the boa constrictor eats the donkey whole, and that made me terrified. Terrified of boa constrictors. Also, basilisks in Harry Potter. If they look at you, they paralyze you. That kind of sucks. Kills you instantly by looking at you.
Yeah, that's not fighting fair.
That's cheating.
Square up. Let's have a fair one. Basilisks.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's terrifying. Ginny Weasley. Harry could have been rid of her in book two.
Yeah, I'm not going to derail. Yeah, I'm not going to derail the show.
He settled for Ginny.
Really, your best friend's sister, and also, really, Ginny.
Now, Ginny in the books is better than Ginny in the movie. Ginny in the movie sucks. Ginny in the movie's a wet blanket.
And Ginny from the block, the best.
The Bronx. Speaking of reptiles, hey, Jennifer Lopez was in Anaconda. No one said Anaconda yet.
No, it's kind of like a boa constrictor.
Hmm.
Right? Yeah, that's basically true. The same thing.
Texter says King Cobra. That's true. Cobra Kai, never die. Is that the slogan?
I don't know.
I think there's a new season of Cobra Kai. It's kind of jumped the shark. It was a good show. I do love the idea, and yeah, we're really all over the place here.
We're talking reptiles.
And we're really like reaching with our reptile talk, but it's pretty hilarious that in this Cobra Kai television show that there's just like massive karate school brawls regularly in California, and they don't really do anything about it.
Is it like basically like gang violence? But it's karate studios, so
seriously,
it's all right.
You know, I know California's got a gun problem, but honestly, the teachers should pack heat because it would probably stop. It would stop all of these kids from flying around like it's the effing Matrix out there. Favorite reptile, 713-780-3776. We've got Komodo dragons are not poisonous, but their saliva has so much bacteria that you can die from it. There you go. Another texter. Now we just got some horn dogs out here talking about Mortal Kombat character. Sonya Blade could get the business. No katana or jade.
Was that like an 8-bit game? Like, how are we...
Don't act like that didn't get you going.
How are we, Sean? How are we horny for an 8-bit
Sean,
character?
I'm not even kidding. My first ever thoughts were I knew. And by the way, maybe I'm breaking news here, but when I first knew I was into women, I'm not even kidding here, was katana in Mortal Kombat. Not kidding. Mortal Kombat 2, because I don't think she was in Mortal Kombat 1. That was Sonya Blade. Sean's laughing. Sorry, I'm just being honest with you guys.
Thank you. Thank you for being honest. Thank you for volunteering that
information. My first moment.
All right. That's it.
What? I swear I was like, oh, who's this? Katana? She really seems like a strong woman. She is. She's a fighter in a video game. Oh, come on.
You admired her strength.
I really did admire her strength. I don't know if she needed to wear that outfit, but hey.
Mobility.
Definitely added a little mobility, that's for sure. So there you go. It's the Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How did we ever come back from here? Talking reptiles. We weren't talking about bonk material. We were talking about reptiles. Reptiles, Selma Hayek and Dusk Till Dawn. No, that's a vampire, sir. That is a vampire.
Didn't she have a snake with her? Am I
you know
thinking
what?
Of a different movie?
She did. Okay. That's snake adjacent. You guys are a little horny.
She's holding a snake.
You know, talk about ageless wonders. You know, things that don't age well, like apparently my takes on the Texas Rangers. Selma Hayek has aged well. There was a From Dusk Till Dawn sequel, by the way. I just discovered this on a streaming app. I had no idea they made a sequel. And it's most of the main characters except for George Clooney.
From Dawn Back to Dusk?
Yeah. I think I might watch that one. Well, I can't watch it tonight, but I might watch that over the weekend. That might be a fun sober October watch. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776 to call in and to text in. This person is the key to the Astros' bats getting back on track today. Stick around. You'll find out next.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Sweet Sassy Molassy.
Sweet Sassy Molassy. Get out the checkbook and pay grandma for the rubdown as the Spurs beat the Heat.
Back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Your favorite 10 to noon sports talk host, Paul Gallant. Help me, hey, Paul. Give him hell.
Yeah, have you guys designated a game four starter?
No, not yet. You know, if you don't recall, nobody. If I had that mindset, we wouldn't have been here where we are as a division, because people were writing us off as wild card, and they said we had a 5% chance of winning the division or whatever it was. So it's like I got a totally different mindset than most people.
Hell effing yeah, Dusty Baker, our fearless leader of the Houston Astros. They're down 0-2. They're fine. We're going to be watching the game at Wakefield Crowbar a little bit later. Connor and Beard are out there already. I will be joining right before the game. Astros are 1-0 at Wakefield Crowbar when I watch a playoff game there. Looking forward to hanging out with all of you guys there. So, there is, I think, a very fair question about the Astros lineup in tonight's game. Specifically, what should the Astros do with Kyle Tucker, who's batting 091, and if you saw in that piece in The Athletic by Chandler Rome yesterday, he is really allowed sounding down on himself. And I think because of that, him saying, like, I don't know what's wrong with my swing, something's up, I think that they have to move him down in the lineup, and it does sound like that's the case. Dusty Baker at yesterday's press conference said as much, that they are thinking about shifting Kyle Tucker's spot in the lineup.
And I might move him down the order, try to take a little bit off of him. And so, you know, we'll see. Get going. You know, we had a good conversation today, and, you know, for a temporary situation, I might move him down the order, try to take a little bit off of him. And so, you know, we'll see. And there are a few guys, you know, we need to get going, or you know, we all need to get going.
We do all need to get going. But the positive vibes are here. He's not even thinking about game four. He's just focusing on game three. Michael Brantley, in his career against Max Scherzer, did you know he's 20 for 54, including the postseason? So I think what's going to happen, and this is per Brian McTaggart, this is what he projects to be the Astros lineup today. Jose Altuve at second base, batting first. Alex Bregman, Yordan Alvarez. Jose Abreu in the cleanup spot. Michael Brantley, the fifth spot. Kyle Tucker moves down to six. Chaz McCormick, Jeremy Pena, and Martin Maldonado. But Kyle Tucker, to me, is not the key to jumpstarting the Astros' bats. That's not to say I'm expecting his struggles to continue. I think that the best thing for the Astros in tonight's game is that Max Scherzer is on the mound. Much like Nathan Eovaldi, he's coming back to pitch for the first time in a long time without, at least to my knowledge, any sort of rehab assignment. He's just going straight back out there. And he didn't look so good against the Astros the last time he pitched, which was only, what, like 10 days or so before he was shelved, September 13th, with a low-grade strain of the teres major muscle in his right shoulder. He's been out a hot minute. So he comes back in. I think there's a chance that he jumpstarts the Astros lineup completely going forward. Would it be a batting practice kind of atmosphere? Honestly, to expect it to be as easy for the Astros as it was in early September, even for me, as optimistic and trying to manifest the positive energy, the positive vibes, the chakra going forward, I'm having a hard time imagining them doing what they did in those three games. It would be great to see it. I do think, though, that Scherzer coming back, this could help Astros bats get confident again. A guy like that, who is probably going to have to shake off some cobwebs, this is a guy who's in his early 40s. I think that is a huge opportunity for the Astros bats to potentially catch fire. They're going to have to obviously execute, blah, 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 blah. But I don't think there is a better possible starter for the Astros to face to get the bats going again. So we'll see what happens. 713-780-3776 is how you call in. It's how you text in as well. You can join on Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN975. We do have a lot of people that are still contributing favorite reptiles. Bearbrother123 at twitch.tv/ESPN975 says the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah.
Yeah, those might be the goat. Goat reptiles.
I never watched the show. I never watched the live action movie either. I do know there was the song, very creative, very original. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. I know that the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are a bunch of mutant turtles who live in the sewers with their dad, a rat. Splinter,
adoptive right. Father. Slash karate master.
Yeah, and they fight against Shredder.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to keep us on the bonk train, April O'Neil, sup?
All right.
What? I do wonder, you know, if this was like a PG-13 or rated R show.
What do you wonder? If this was a...
Would April O'Neil have been into them?
Oh, in the movie, she kind of was. In the movie, it gets a little uncomfortable because Raphael is a turtle. He is a teenaged mutant turtle. Being a ninja has nothing to do with it. But also, teenaged, like, how teenaged are we talking here? Like, that's another thing of what makes this inappropriate. It might be inappropriate on several levels.
Here's where it gets tricky. some animals in the animal kingdom do not have, you know,
members.
Correct. Birds, as I learned in biology class from my professor, Mr. Hank, one of my friends, Daniel Strohhofer, love him, in the middle of class asked, "Mr. Hank, do frogs have wangs?" Mr. Hank responded to him saying, "No, frogs don't have wangs. They have a cloaca. Amphibians, they just got a hole." Birds, he also explained to us, Mr. Hank, my homeroom teacher at Shorecrest Prep, love this man. He explained to us that, "Do you think a bird can fly around with a big flopping penis?" Quote, actually said that in class. I will never forget that. We all died of laughter. It's a good point. But I know we're getting a little bit creepy here. We're getting a little perverted. Did you know that snakes and lizards have not just one, but two penises? So it would have been possible, Sean Mapes, for April O'Neil to date Raphael in a less than Christian sense.
Thanks. Thanks for telling me. I don't know if they were Christian Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but I don't think there's CTMNT.
I bet there was a ripoff of that.
Oh, yeah. That 100%.
That kids that went to Sunday school got to watch. And you're like, damn it, this isn't the real Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
A VeggieTales version of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
VeggieTales.
What would their weapons be? Because that's part of it. They have like...
The gospel.
They have
the
swords.
Lord.
Yeah. Crusading Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Crusader Turtles.
Can you imagine the VeggieTales singing a song about the Crusades? By the way, there's an SNL skit about that. You could actually, literally about that, about VeggieTales and the Crusades. The lyrics to the song, "Let's hunt down all the infidels and kill the non-believers." That's an SNL sketch. Honestly, one of my favorite ones ever. They had another one where they're talking about Armageddon. It's like the alternative, like dark religious VeggieTales. Armageddon's finally here. Armageddon out of here. This show is off the rails.
Christian Javier, El Reptil.
El Reptil. That's how we got back
Teenage
to talking.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
We're getting a lot of texts about animals from the 409. Did you know frogs breathe out of their butts? I did not.
Ah, but they don't have wings.
I thought they had noses, though, like nostrils.
But they breathe out of both ends.
Yeah, anyway. Listen, we're off the rails, but positive vibes only. We're happy. The Astros are going to win today. They're going to win this series. Positive vibes only. You got to pump yourself up before the end of the show. 713-780-3776 to call in. To text in as well. You can join us at twitch.tv/ESPN975. You know, I thought about doing something today. Something I can do because I enjoy the refreshing, smooth, Elixir Pendleton Whiskey. The original stuff. Put it on a rock. It's Sober October. I did have a little bit of a relapse yesterday in Sober October because I ate some cookies. I haven't had cookies in like a year. It was very amazing. But when I get back at the end of this playoff run, and when I'm celebrating the Astros winning a World Series, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pour myself a glass of Pendleton Whiskey. One rock. Smooth. Refreshing, not too sweet. It's because I'm a cowboy. You can be a cowboy too. Pendleton Roundup has defined what it means to be a cowboy with the Pendleton whiskey, which is where it was born. It captures the unique spirit of the American West in every bottle, made with the finest northern grains and cut with Mount Hood glacier water. It's a whiskey that celebrates the cowboy in all of us. It's Pendleton whiskey. It's true Western tradition.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, doing just enough not to get fired.
Looks like you've been missing a lot of work lately.
I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
Welcome back to the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here is your ambiguously gay host, Paul Gallant.
The fact that you guys haven't had a lead in this series, the fact that Texas has that winning streak, how much more crucial is that for you guys to maybe feel some of that success early on in tomorrow's game?
I don't know. I want to feel success at the end of the game.
That is wisdom. That is your fearless leader. Game three tonight, Astros, Rangers, the rest of the ESPN 97.5 crew, Connor and Beard, Killer Bees, they're going to be doing shows there all the way up to the start of the game. I will be there as well. Someone on the Twitch comments, HRW underscore S1W, is Paul buying the first round of daiquiris at Crowbar? Listen, if you guys know me, you know I'm not a daiquiri guy. I think daiquiris are low-key gross. Are we talking pina colada? In. Are we talking margarita? In. Those are my top two. As far as frozen drinks. But here's the other thing. I'm going to be sober again tonight. I did have a bit of a relapse yesterday, though, Sean. I did have a relapse.
Oh, no.
Not with alcohol.
Oh.
Not with drugs. So last night, I went to Walmart to go find a new lead filter for my sink. I live in an old condo. You don't want to have those in the pipes.
Yeah.
And mine just broke. The other day, the little switch that turns it from a filtered water to unfiltered water. So,
is this where the relapse happened?
No, the relapse happened because I couldn't find it in Walmart. And of course, no offense to Walmart, but like the least helpful people work at Walmart. Like, I asked someone, "Hey, do you know where the Brita filter is?" No, I just work here. Oh, thanks. So anyway, I'm walking around. The water aisle is only a couple down from the cookie aisle. I got in the cookie aisle. Sean, this is something you don't know about me, but I am addicted to the limited edition Oreos. I'm addicted to them.
Which ones?
Great question, because there's so many options.
Yeah, there are.
So, the number one that I am most addicted to, these only come out around Christmas time, are the gingerbread Oreos. If I find those, I will literally buy every single one that is at the store. Because they're hard to find. No, Sean, they're really hard to find. And they mark up the value of them online. And here's what I do. I'll eat half of them by the time I leave the parking lot of the store.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's like 24 cookies in the package. I will eat 12 of them. And I will immediately have to puke because there's so much sugar. Sugar is a narcotic. Let's be honest here. You know, we talk about like all the big drugs and alcohol and heroin and opium and Oxy and Fenty and all that stuff. But like the real big drug in the United States of America is sugar. And it's been, you know, the number one export of the West for what? 600 years? Used to be a luxury. Now it's basically a narcotic. And I'm addicted to limited edition vanilla themed Oreo sandwich cookies. And last night I saw Sean some pumpkin spice Oreo sandwich cookies, and I had a lot of them, and my tummy's hurt. My tummy still hurts.
Wow. I thought that it was the gingerbread man, but it's the pumpkin spice one that came out.
They also have cinnamon bun too. Those three, that combination right there, it's insane. There's a carrot cake version too. Those four. God help me. I can't resist them. There's a reason I never have sweets in my house. There's a reason I never have bread in my house. Because I reject the idea of our government pushing this like food pyramid on us. Oh, let's eat a bleep ton of bread and milk, which our body is kind of allergic to. That makes sense. Anyway, sorry. We're going off the rails here. Astros. Rangers. I want the Astros, who have been a low-grade narcotic for me over the last 7 years, because I'm not the biggest baseball fan, but I like teams that win. I've been enjoying this. I've been enjoying this run, and I think the run is going to continue tonight with the Astros getting a dramatic victory. Christian Javier, it has to be the recent Christian Javier. The last time against the Rangers clearly had his number. A more full-strength Rangers team. And this Rangers team is relatively full strength. On the other side of things, Max Scherzer, I think, is a huge opportunity for the Astros bats to finally catch fire. I think his presence in this game tonight, pitching for the first time in a month, is a tremendous opportunity for the Astros to pick up where they left against Max Scherzer in Arlington in early September. We'll see what happens. Make sure that you're out with us at Wakefield Crowbar. It's going to be a whole lot of fun. Paul Gallant Show, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. It's time for a little garbage time.
I'm only happy when
it's garbage. And then I start eating garbage.
If there's one guy up here who knows about total garbage,
garbage,
it's this guy. It's garbage time with Paul Gallant. Let's go.
Let's go.
See this story about Terrell Owens getting in a car accident on Monday night? Well, the car accident, much like my car, was assaulted. Someone struck Terrell Owens with a car following an argument during a pickup basketball game. Owens is a very good pickup basketball player. Owens, honestly, Terrell Owens, alternative pitcher for Framber Valdez in a theoretical game six. I think T.O. would actually not be bad. Law enforcement sources told TMZ Owens had been playing basketball in the Calabasas area. He got in an argument with somebody on the court. After the game, the man with whom T.O. had been arguing with drove his car into Owens' knees. First off, WTF. But second off, you know how much of a tough guy T.O. is? Owens required no medical attention. 49 years old, got hit in the knees by a car. Say what you want about T.O. the teammate. But T.O. played in a Super Bowl on a broken leg and was by far the best Eagle in that game. Yeah, started the diva wide receiver era, but there's always a soft spot in my heart for Terrell Owens. Not just the sound bites. I love me some me. That's my quarterback stepping on the star not once but twice in that fateful 49ers Cowboys game back in the day before getting blasted by George Teague. It's stuff like this. He is a freak. I really want an NFL team to give him a tryout, especially now that he's in the Hall of Fame. What happens? Are you not allowed back into the league at all if you're already in the Hall of Fame? It's been probably enough time.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the... Because, like, you can make the... As a coach, you can be a Hall of Fame coach and still be active. You know, they try to wait so it doesn't really happen. But, like, Greg Popovich just got inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame, like, last year.
Basketball's Hall of Fame is weird, though. Like, everyone gets in.
Yeah, but I just mean, like, a coach.
Kevin,
like,
Porter Jr. is probably already in the NBA Hall of Fame.
Like, Jimmy Johnson, if he came back and coached, like, he would just be in the Hall of Fame. I think, when he came back with the Dolphins, was he already a Hall of Famer?
No, because he was only gone for a couple of years.
Okay.
I think he was only gone for two or three.
Yeah.
Right, because, like, he and the Cowboys famously split. They brought in Barry Switzer. I want to say he did a studio job for maybe a year, sort of like Sean Payton, before going to the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
I identify with Shane Beamer, head coach of South Carolina. He broke his foot when he kicked something after losing to Florida. Quote, "I was frustrated and kicked something I shouldn't have kicked. I was really upset. I didn't do enough Saturday night to help them. Lesson learned. Stupid on my part. I've got to stop randomly hitting things." I did it this morning when I found out that I had booked my flights backwards for Thanksgiving. I did it this morning when I was trying to rebook the flight for Thanksgiving correctly. I keep on banging my fists on things. At some point, I'm going to break something, and I got to stop. I don't know why I keep doing it.
Paul, how many times have you punched a wall in your life?
A lot. I've never broken a bone punching a wall.
Broken a bone? Wow.
I've broken a finger and two wrists playing flag football. Pretty crazy.
I mean, those are game injuries.
They are game injuries.
Those aren't in the heat of the moment, punching a wall, punching a table.
Speaking of heat of the moment, speaking of punching a table, it's time to punch your heart full of energy because we're going to play you the Astros Cocaine song on the way out. Hit me, baby.
Says it's only a game.
Why do the catchers wear iron masks? Why do they dive for the dive on the grass? Why do they go head first into home? Why do the losers feel all alone?
Who says it's only a game?
When you want it, you give it all you've got.
The war's not over till the final shot.
It's pride and glory and fame.
Who says it's only a game?
Why do you think they
now?
Astros baseball.
Who says it's only a game?
They're not hyped up by all the positive energy, the positive vibes that we've given you. Shut up, commercial person. I'm not done. If you're not ready to go, I don't know what to tell you. We're going to be at Wakefield Crowbar. If I broke your speakers, tough bleep. Someone assaulted my car yesterday. We will get vengeance. Vengeance. Anyway, I love you all. See you at Wakefield Crowbar a little bit later. Connor and Beard are up next. So long, farewell, have yourselves a wonderful... What day is it? It's not Tuesday. That's a... Oh, West Coast? No,
Wednesday. The one that starts with the W.
On that note, mic dropped. Peace.
ESPN 97.5.com. You need to learn.
Let the boy watch. He needs to learn the way I learned from my father.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.